resources than it could afford, and sticking around would have squandered even more. Withdrawal was therefore the most sensible action to take.
The Supreme Commander's hands came to rest face down on the desk in front of him.
That's good to hear, Moxla, because I'm thinking of promoting Pippoliti to colonel over some pretty stiff opposition. The kind of people who think we owe everything to the Jedi, if you can imagine that. And it's good to be backed up by the opinion of someone I can trust. I'm not wrong in thinking that I can trust you, am I, Moxla?
He undoubtedly knew her history with the Black Stars, so there was no point prevaricating now.
Sir, you can always trust me to speak out if I think a superior officer isn't pulling her weight.
That's what I thought. And that's exactly what I need. There's what? Can't he wait?
Another aide this time, whispering in the Supreme Commander's ear.
All right.
His hands rested impotently in his lap.
Well, I'll make this brief, Moxla. The SSOs you fought with on Sabaton, a messy bunch, but showed a lot of guts. We're going to form a new Special Forces squad around them, and we want you to be a part of it. We can't erase your record, but we can add a commendation or two, post-factum, to spruce it up a little, and change some of the wording. You'll retain the rank you were given, breveted, of course, and have the first pick of the troops. What do you say to that?
Surprise got the better of her tongue.
Yes, sir.
You don't sound particularly enthused, Lieutenant Moxla.
It didn't take her long to snap out of herself. Anything was better than sitting around in Coruscant's underbelly, waiting for the axe to fall. Either outright war with the Empire was going to break out any day, or the Republic's ability to maintain the peace on its own worlds would fail. This way, she would be right in the thick of it, where she could maybe do some good. She would be working, and if she was lucky, she might be able to bring some people she trusted absolutely along with her. Sess Jop, for one. She snapped to attention and saluted with appropriate enthusiasm.
You couldn't have picked anyone better, she said. Give me a month and your squad will be as polished as your desk.
Don't get me started on that, Moxla,
he said with a sudden rap of his knuckles on the greel wood surface.
Nothing's as clean as it looks.
Another aide approached, and the Supreme Commander waved her away.
Get to it, Moxla. You have my absolute confidence.
Lorin saluted again and marched for the door. Aides parted before her, watching with eyes that gave away nothing.
How did it go?
Asked Ula, meeting her in the antechamber outside and matching her pace for pace along the corridor.
Very well, considering, she said. Did you have anything to do with that?
Unlikely, he said. I've been shifted to a portfolio and data collection.
So he wasn't being modest this time.
I'm sorry, Ula.
No, it's okay. I found my last job a little too stimulating.
He smiled, and she found herself smiling along. Ula, still acting as envoy then, had looked out for her on returning to Coruscant, greasing the path to the Supreme Commander's attention by making sure officers senior to her didn't dismiss her out of hand or take credit for her actions. Captain Pippoliti might have played a role in that as well. That the captain was being promoted suggested she had Stantor's ear on many things to do with Sabaton.